Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, welcome aboard. So, Terry, I think you're up first today. What we got going on?
I am. I've got a neat program that Best Friends is putting out.
Ooh, they're at it again.
They
Yay.
Are. Well, they're always at it, I think. Mm. We just don't always pay attention.
Seriously.
It's called Shelter Partners for Pit Bulls.
Ooh.
And it's currently in 5 shelters. And the idea is they set up special programs with those shelters around training. They have people come out there, a special crew they call the pit crew.
I love it.
That help to inform people about pit bulls at adoption events. They have special things where they'll do special training classes with adoptable pit bulls where people can just come in. They don't have their own dog. They want to do a training class.
Oh, that's neat.
Test out a dog in the arena, so to speak, and try it out.
Oh, a test run on a dog. That's very cool.
Isn't that neat?
I like that concept. So are they all over the country, those 5, or they?
They're it started in Salt Lake City. They
right.
partnered. That was their prototype one,
right.
But
it
they're
worked.
And it worked. Yeah, mm-hmm. It works really well. So now they're in Baltimore, Washington D.C., Tampa, San Diego,
and someplace else.
And someplace else I didn't write down.
That's good. No, those are good locations. Yeah, that's fabulous. I want to hear more about that. Maybe we can interview somebody, you know, as they go along with this program.
We can maybe give Sherry Woodard a call or some. I'm sure she probably is involved in this because she works a lot with the Salt Lake group.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is very, very cool. And, you know, I'd like to see that just grow to be huge because that sounds like one of the best programs I've heard of to really change people's view of pets.
Yeah.
You know, the hands-on thing, the teaching the shelter workers what to train the pups to do.
Right.
You know, you get them doing, I mean, come on, you get a pit bull doing a spin on cue. I mean, how can you think that's a mean dog? You know,
exactly.
Come on, spin and unspin. Oh, good Fido. You know, so that is very, very cool.
It's neat. I think that the key to that success is going to be having the Best Friends volunteers there. Those pit crews will be what makes this work.
And just training everybody in those shelters how to do what they do and do so well. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's going to be programs like that that flip the people in this country.
Yeah. There's still a lot of ignorance out there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, the whole...
every day I see something more and more of it.
The whole racism thing with pit bulls, just because of what they look like, it makes me nuts.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so next up, I saw an article recently. It happened to be in the LA Times. But it was about service dogs, quote unquote, in Florida, in particular South Florida. And we are aware of this because Terry and I are both, you know, to different degrees involved with service dogs. And in the United States, service dogs have the rights that they have, and those rights allow them to go anywhere in public that people can go. On any common carriers, planes, trains, buses, all of that, because of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And it's a very broad act, and there are people who take advantage of that.
Surprise.
Yeah. And, you know, the next time I see somebody with Fifi...
Yeah.
Who is a pocket dog, and they very obviously just think it's cool to be able to take Fifi in a restaurant, so they're going to say that dog's a service dog, and you kind of get a real feeling that dog's not a service dog. I just want to smack them.
Yeah.
Because every time somebody lies about it, and if that dog, you know, acts out, misbehaves in any way, that makes every real service dog team look bad. It makes me nuts. So they're saying that this is happening a lot in South Florida. I don't know why there more than anywhere else. Have no idea.
Hard to know. Florida's, you know, old people, small dogs. Maybe that's what it
is. Yeah, that could be part of it. But the problem is there are scam artists on the internet. And from them, you can buy everything to make you look like you have a legitimate service dog.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into all that stuff because I sure don't want to encourage it. But we will put the link up on Bark Radio to this article. But, you know, I think that people are being incredibly selfish. And they are breaking the law if they do this. And the problem also is that so many disabilities are invisible. So it's not like, you know, 30 years ago, where if you saw a service dog working with someone either who was blind or in a wheelchair, it was very obvious you had a service dog there.
Right.
You know, he was doing his job. But these days, with all the versions of alert dogs for seizures and diabetes and all of that, hearing dogs, so many dogs, their humans don't have visible disabilities. So so much of it is trust, you know, just trusting people to be honest about it.
And is this, have you met people?
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Met a couple. And, you know, this article discusses the part about to fully train a service dog, you need 18 to 24 months minimum to train any service dog.
Depends on what you're trying to do, and there's a lot of variables.
And the dog.
And the dog makes a lot
of
difference.
And there's no national certification. There's no one place to go where, yes, I can prove to you that my dog is a legitimate service dog. So for those people who have paid a lot of money for a dog, a service dog, or even if they've gone through an organization where they've applied for the service dog and that was provided for free, a lot of time and money went into that service dog. And for people to be faking this just makes me angry. How dare they? We're talking about dogs who can save people's lives. And, you know, we have a great law, the ADA law, but it could go away if it's abused enough.
And frankly, I don't know what the results will be, but something will get changed because of these idiots.
Yeah, and what I had, actually, I had a friend email me the other day. She works in a doctor's office, and she said someone was in there with a small breed dog, and they said that the dog is a diabetic alert dog. Well, since I kind of know about them, she emailed me, and she said, Dee, this little dog, when I went to interact with the patient, was barking and going backwards and all over the place and was obviously very afraid of me. And the owner said something like, oh, she doesn't like people. Well, I'm going to
tell you something. A problem then, isn't it?
So then, you know, the friend said, so Dee, aren't service dogs supposed to be, like, really well-behaved in public? And I responded, of course, yes, they are. It doesn't matter how big they are, whether they weigh 5 pounds or 150 pounds, you know. What I always say is service dogs are invisible, you know. Right. They should just lie quietly at your feet or under your legs or under a table or whatever. And when you don't see that, I think that's when you're seeing folks who are trying to fake it. And there's not a bloody thing you can do.
No. Well, what I'm afraid of, and we've talked about this, because there is a lot of complexity about trying to have a national registry.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm afraid the government will get involved, and that'll just screw it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that would be the
be
worst thing that they could do, because clearly they don't run things very well anyway.
Seriously, man. Aren't they shutting down here?
Yeah.
So we got soldiers someplace who are not going to get paid, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a whole other subject. Sorry, off topic.
But I just don't want to see. I'd rather see a private organization come together, or several organizations put a committee together that governs this a little bit. And the criteria will be difficult to develop.
Right.
And there'll be a little bit of learning evolution to it. But I think that if they don't start self-governing, if the groups that are legit don't start doing that, then someone will step in and do it for them. And that
will
be a
problem. Yeah, and we're not going
to like it. Yeah, we will not like it. It'll be a cluster.
Yeah, you're right about it. And when I, you know, try to go to sleep at night and try to think about that organization, it's a huge undertaking, but it is going to have to happen. And it does need to be private. And
it does need to be private.
It first needs to start in this country and then spread worldwide. So, you know, anybody want to work on that with me?
You know, it would be really neat if you could see some of the big nationally recognized organizations. So,
Guiding Eyes for the Blind.
The CCI. CCI.
Mm-hmm.
And then even some of the other groups that are well known that do different things, like Best Friends, mm-hmm. who do you know, shelter
dogs.
To service
mm-hmm.
dogs
right.
programs, because there's national recognition there. Bring in representatives from that group as a brain trust to mm-hmm. help set this thing up. How cool would that be?
That's actually brilliant, and it would be wonderful.
I have no idea
if it's doable or not, but I think it's a great idea. That's where you start, with the big guys.
Right.
Absolutely.
Start with them. They've got national influence.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, we're not the first to think of this. They're probably thinking the same thing, like, right. Holy crap, we've got to do something. And but you just need to pull those people together in a room for a weekend and say, okay, let's start sketching this out on a board.
That's a really good idea. Okay.
All right.
Okay, we...
Make some calls, will
you? Not a problem, man, in my spare time. So, guys, just, you know, we're not saying there's anything you can do as an individual, but, you know, if you know anybody who's pretending their Fifi is a flippin' service dog and you know that dog isn't, tell them to knock it off. It's wrong. It's illegal, and it's really immoral.
Really a lot of ethical issues on
that, them, you know?
Yeah.
And with that...
I guess that's an episode.
Yeah, out
of here. See you guys.